Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And joining us live, Dave Leventhal from Business Insider, senior Washington correspondent in Washington. And Dave, a lot of drama on Capitol Hill over what is infrastructure?
Yeah, that's really the $2.25 trillion question right now, Susan. And the definition of infrastructure is wildly different if you ask, for example, Joe Biden versus many Republicans. Joe Biden has very much defined infrastructure in the broadest of terms, not just talking about roads and highways and bridges and tunnels and airports and seaports, but the internet, about all different sorts of technological infrastructure, pretty much anything that could be built up to, in his opinion and the opinion of many Democrats, build up the country in a way that's going to allow the country to take a kind of a quantum leap forward, both in terms of its physical infrastructure and its cyber infrastructure, technological infrastructure. Republicans are much more skeptical, and they would like to see, at least at this juncture, a much more scaled down infrastructure package that's going to stick more to the basics and rebuilding the country in a physical way. So bottom line, we like to joke here in Washington about infrastructure week. Get ready for infrastructure year, because we're going to be talking about this a whole lot as negotiations go forward, and they're going to be very protracted negotiations at that.
Unlike the the COVID relief and some of these other bills that have kind of swept through, this appears to be something that might take that more traditional, or what we kind of assume as the traditional role, where, all right, here's this big proposal, and then, you know, it gets chopped down and part of it passes through.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be something that even Joe Biden himself acknowledged, that this is going to be a negotiation. The Democrats would love to get some Republicans on board, and they don't see the best path, at least at this point, being Democrats just trying to bully this through Congress and get it to Joe Biden's desk. Also, too, this is an issue that doesn't cut across partisan lines and in sort of the regular binary that both Republicans and Democrats often think of things in political terms. I mean, you're going to have some Republicans who are going to look at this package and say, wow, this could do really, really wonderful things for my state or my district, the people who I represent. You're going to have some Republicans definitely thinking that. You're going to have some Democrats who aren't going to be thrilled with some of the results for their locality. So in a very real way, you're going to have geographic considerations taking place here, too. There's also the question, Brian, of how are you going to pay for this thing? And right now, Joe Biden is talking about raising the corporate tax rate, which was a huge Republican victory just 4 years ago, when the Trump tax cuts allowed the corporate tax rates to get cut way down to 21%. And Joe Biden would like to increase that at least a little bit back in the direction that it had been before those tax cuts, although now all the way. That's going to be another point of definite negotiation going forward. So you can see here how there are just multiple points of argument and contention, and also opportunity for negotiation going forward.
Dave, because this is such a enormous package with a huge price tag, is it possible that it may be broken into smaller parts to get it through?
That is a possibility. I don't think that's something that's being discussed in earnest right now, although if you are talking about a scaled-down package where Democrats and Republicans can definitely get on board together, there can be real bipartisan agreement. Yeah, potentially. You could be looking at some things passing quickly and other things passing more slowly. But at least at this point, the signals that we're getting from the Biden administration is that they do see this as one unified package, at least at this point. But we could be having, Susan, a very different conversation 3, 4, 5 months from now. Nancy Pelosi on the House side would love to have this thing passed from the House and go to the Senate by early summer. That may not be realistic. So, yeah, there are multiple options, including the one that you just described for this package.
Dave, thanks so much. It's Dave Leventhal, senior political reporter, senior Washington correspondent, excuse me, with Business Insider, joining us live.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.